I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's the Education Beat reporter, and he is with us every Friday, except for this coming Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
You mean a week from today?
A week from today.
That's right, no show. And this is not a Christmas song, so. Do 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 do. What a weather outside is frightful. Mary Charlotte's so
You did
delightful.
This one last time.
I don't
time.
Care. It's snowing, and I love it. I love the snow. I have the day off in my
Why
horoscope
Why don't you sing
today.
Walking in a Winter Wonderland or something? That's not Christmas either, is it?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, I'm glistening. Oh, you're right. That is. Any song that's about winter but not about Christmas should be sung.
I suppose sleigh bells are kind of
Even Jingle
Christmas-y.
Bells is not Christmas. It's just about a sleigh ride through the winter.
Right.
But people get mad. Like, you sing these songs at work February 3rd, and they're like, what are you doing singing a Christmas song? And you're like, this is a winter song, and they throw things at you. So my horoscope today says
What do they throw at you?
They usually throw compliments my way and winks and flirtations and stuff. No,
oh,
you
that's
know, little
the
paper
usual.
Airplanes.
The usual. Okay, so what's happening this weekend and this coming week?
Well, first, I guess I would urge everybody to consider the weather. And if there's an event tonight that's listed in our calendar or elsewhere, or you've heard about it, you're probably going to want to call in advance to make sure these things are occurring. Because the storm, according to everything I'm hearing, will continue through roughly midday tomorrow. So you already know the deal. Drive carefully. Use four-wheel drive. Keep your lights on. And but make sure these things are occurring, because maybe they ain't. For example, Angelo Jaramillo, playwright, actor, activist, former critic. He's got a series of one-act plays that Teatro Paraguas is presenting tonight at their studio on Richards Lane. It's called Shortest. Do you know anything about it?
Not really.
Well,
I did get a notice about it, but...
Well, so he's doing The Dishwasher of the Divided Heart and La Servienta. 7:30 tonight it opens at the Teatro Paraguas studio on Richards Lane, Suite B. You got to pay to get in, but it ain't too expensive. I'm going to give you a phone number. 424-1601. Again, call to confirm it's occurring. And you should do the same thing if you're thinking of going to see the El Dorado Team Players. Do the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Big Broadway musical comedy. Lots of fun. Opens 7:30 tonight. 466-4656. That's at the James A. Little Theater. New Mexico School for the Deaf. Both these shows continue through the weekend. You can check the Pasatiempo listings for the information. But again, call. If you're going to some event tonight, call to make sure it's happening.
Hey, and in a completely random direction, because this isn't theater, but Monday night at 5:30, there will be a reading and signing of Matthew Baca's new novel, The Antiquarian, and that will be held at the McCune Charitable Foundation on East Alameda in Santa Fe, and book sale proceeds benefit the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, and there's hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, boy. I hope there's appetizers, too. Speaking of book talks, Michael Brill won an award, New Mexico Book Award, for the Numerology for Healing. 4 o'clock on Saturday, he'll be talking about that book and signing copies at the Ark on Romero Street. It's free. Pop on in. We put a little blurb about it in the subtext in our book review section today. We do have several book reviews in the Pasatiempo today, CD reviews. And our cover story is about The Red Shoes. Do you know the movie from 1948?
I never saw that movie.
Well, it's about a woman.
Is that the same as The Ruby Slippers?
No, The Ruby Slippers helped, like, you fight witches and stuff. And they also, like, you tap your feet and you end up back in your own bed and it's black and white. Whereas you were in a color world when you wore them. But, no, the red shoes are a little more menacing in a strange way, because you put them on and then you can't stop dancing.
Oh.
And Michael Powell, Emmerich Pressburger, who were an incredible team, put together this beautiful picture in 1948 featuring dancer Maura Shearer, who passed away last year. Jonathan Richards did a really nice piece on it in today's Pasatiempo. Great imagery, great color, great photos, great story. And The Red Shoes opens at The Screen on the College of Santa Fe campus.
Yay, so The Screen.
Over. Yay, The Screen. Meanwhile, CCA, Cinematheque, is continuing to run A Single Man. I'm going to see it this Sunday.
I saw that. I saw that on the opening night.
Everybody seems to say it's a terrific movie.
I think
Colin
it's terrific.
Firth is at his best.
And CCA Cinematheque director Jason Silverman is walking by as we speak. And and I'm very glad the Cinematheque has stayed open.
Correct.
And A Single Man is a terrific movie. I mean, it's a profound movie, thematically, it's about grief and death and things like that. But if you want to go just to see the hairstyles, it's worth it just for that.
And there you have it.
1963.
And that'll be running for at least a couple of weeks, I understand. CCA's at 1050 Old Santa Fe Trail. 982-1338 is the phone number, I think.
And 982-1338. And Colin Firth was on The Daily Show the other day talking about the movie.
I bet he was.
He's terrific. Hey, I got a notice saying that we should mention that five of the feature films in the Pasatiempo today were shot in New Mexico. Brothers, The Spy Next Door, Did You Hear About the Morgans, The Book of Eli, and opening today, Legion.
It's too bad that so many of them are not good.
I know,
I give them a lot of hard time, but a lot of people make these jokes. For every No Country for Old Men, and this is nobody's fault. It's not New Mexico's fault.
It's not New Mexico's fault. We provide the scenery, not the script.
That is true. Book of Eli was shot down in Carrizozo. Did You Hear About the Morgans? Was shot up in northern New Mexico. I did a piece on that. Brothers was shot here, and that's true. A lot of movies shot here. I think we've got the new Coen Brothers movie coming in. I think they're bringing the remake of True Grit here. So movies here in New Mexico.
Lots of movies.
I shouldn't have said that, but honestly, it seems like we have a track record of like four out of every five are just not good movies.
Hey, speaking of not movies, welcome to Bohemia.
Welcome to Bohemia.
Tuesday night of next week, January 26th at Cafe Paris at 7 o'clock, a blend of European flavored music with a few cabaret originals and a few classic Romanofsky and Phillips tunes, Ron Romanofsky on accordion. And it's a quartet. Looks like violin, stand-up bass, and drum kit.
Excellent. I like that stuff. In a snow day like this, you want to go hear a violin and have a hot chocolate, maybe.
I know I do.
If you happen to go over to the Kakawa Chocolate House on Paseo de Peralta, they're having an opening Saturday for Textile Shadow Boxes by Ellen Scott. Reception 6 to 8 p.m. The show runs through February 10th. That's tomorrow night. Might be a good night to go over there and have a shot of hot chocolate. Now, let's say you're into you want a lecture about some history going on around this joint. So it's Monday night. You don't have anything to do. You're depressed. You're unemployed. The TV's not working. Southwest Seminars is going to have an Ancient Sites and Ancient Stories lecture series presentation of What Happened in Mimbres and Where Did Casas Grandes Come From? University of Colorado archaeologist Stephen Lexon will be speaking about this at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. You got to pay to get in. Benefits proceeds benefit the Museum of New Mexico Office of Archaeological Studies. 6 o'clock, Monday night, call 466-2775.
And...
yes?
Let's see. Painted Physics, new work by Orlando Leibovitz.
That's right.
Art and Science Come Together, reception tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Linda Durham Gallery. And that's it. Let's see. Linda Durham Contemporary Art... 1807 Second Street.
He's a great guy. He's a good artist. I see him all the time. He's a nice guy. He has a couple of dogs.
Well, there we have it. If he's got dogs, it can't be all bad.
Mozart, this guy that was around a long time ago, he used to play music. He's got a birthday coming up, even though he's dead. The Santa Fe Pro Musica Chamber Orchestra performs in celebration of Mozart with pianist Conrad Tau at 7:30 p.m. Thursday at the Lenzic, 988-1234. See the previous story in today's Pasatiempo. And I think the Santa Fe Pro Musica is also going to be doing some stuff on that other guy, Beethoven, later next weekend. We'll take a look. Remember, no show next weekend, so don't send us information and say, announce this, because we won't be here.
We have to, the next show is going to be Friday, February 5th, the next weekend of the arts.
Okay, that's good. I can sleep in tomorrow. Barbara Harrelson wrote a book on literary walks around Santa Fe.
Yes. She's
going to be doing a talk on Thursday night on... Turning the Pages of Santa Fe Stories, Past and Present, 7 o'clock, Santuario de Guadalupe at 100 South Guadalupe Street, 989-4561. It's free, 7 o'clock Thursday.
And we'll be talking to her oh so briefly on Tuesday.
Oh, wonderful. Before her Thursday event.
Yep.
That's how it should be.
And then there's a screening of the film Colors of the Holocaust by Finnish filmmaker Rax Rinnekangas. I'm not sure how you say that. Coinciding with the 65th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, and the film is being shown around the world on that day, free of charge to all audiences, and that's Wednesday the 27th, next week, at 2:30 and 5:30, with a discussion and musical interlude in between at the Jean Cocteau Theater on Montezuma Street in Santa Fe. For more information, 992-1905. And you can also go to the website Hamakom, the place, H-A-M-A-K-O-M, theplace.org.
Cool. Speaking of prayer music, by the way, they're looking for ushers, concession assistants. Give them a call. And if you're an actor, a stage actor, I'll tip you off to some auditions 2 weeks from now for Dead Man's Cell Phone over at Santa Fe Playhouse. It's going to be 1 o'clock on February 6th, called Readings. Show runs in April if you're interested. It's by Sarah Rule. And the New Mexico Gay Straight Alliance Network is looking for everybody, lesbian, gay, bi, trans, whatever works for you, and straight teen girls, that's interesting, for the production of monologues for I Am an Emotional Creature. So no acting experience needed. There's a phone number in the Paso Tiempo for an audition, 310-699-9951. If people go to these auditions and people treat you terribly, call me up. I'd like to hear about that. I'll tell them.
Has that happened?
No, that never happens. People are nice. I just wonder
Why did you say that?
It just occurred to me, like, you know, do people show up and they're like, mop the floor? I don't want you to audition. I need this, you know, hang those clothes up in the corner. Do you think that stuff occurs? You know, this is strange. People get in my Jeep. I have a 1995 Jeep Wrangler. And a day like today, and they're sitting there talking with me for like 2 minutes, and all of a sudden they're like, it's snowing in your Jeep. Because what happened was this. Last year, the top came off my Jeep on Old Pecos Trail. So I went topless for a while, and then I got a bikini top, which were only like $80. Because I don't have the money for a new top.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to announce some arts events.
I know, but the point is that I still have the bikini top on, so if you drive in the Jeep with me, it snows.
So, energy efficiency and literacy class tomorrow, January 23rd, from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon at the Elder Grace Common House at 3466 Cerrillos Road, next to the Holiday Inn Express. And Catherine Mortimer, Duncan Sills, and Claudia Pavel will be speaking. And for more information, you can call the Housing Trust at 989-3960.
Bill Hearn, one of my favorite Santa Fe performers, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda, 6:30 on Sunday at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, Wednesday and Thursday back at La Fonda. Great country western stuff. Go see Bill Hearn. Most of those events are free.
Most excellent.
Tonight at La Casa Sena is the Best of Broadway if you want to stand on a snowy night and hear them sing songs from some Broadway show. 6 o'clock, no cover. Meanwhile, at Pranzo, Faith Page is singing, piano and vocals, 6 o'clock, small cover charge tonight. And also at Tiny's, the Jakes are doing some classic rock at 8:30, no cover. So there's music events galore. Tin Star has Don Curry teaming up with Andy Prim and Pete Springer at 9:30, small cover charge.
And the Dragonfly School's open house is tomorrow from 10 to noon.
And they were supposed to get me a press release to that. You just reminded me. We met that lady here before.
Yeah, Nancy Woodward. She's
supposed to tip
me
off about it.
She's the director of the school. She's terrific.
Oh, Nancy, come on. I got the day off today.
And, so this is tomorrow from 10 to noon. You can visit staff, families, board of directors, and view the facility and hands-on activity for children and healthy snacks.
It sounds great. I'm sorry I didn't know in advance.
And that's at 935 Alto Street. For more information, 995-9869.
If you want to know more about the Cultural Revolution in post-1850 New Mexico, Robert Hemerick E. Valencia.
Cultural evolution or revolution?
Well, I think it's evolution.
Okay.
He's going to be speaking about kivas, moradas, churches, and padrinos at 2 o'clock Thursday at the St. John's Methodist Church, which is a nice church, 1200 Old Pecos Trail. Got to pay to get in. 982-9274. That's on Thursday. Say, what time is it?
8:53.
Man. You want to learn about international folk dancing? You can take a lesson at 7 o'clock Tuesday and then dance at 8 o'clock at Odd Fellows Hall. 1125 Cerrillos Road, 473-0955. And on over there. Wednesday night, John Hammond's down at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, 7:30. 988-1234. You got to pay to get in.
Hey, and did you notice that on Tuesday, January 26th, three sisters that comprise the Albers Trio and pianist Yoel Eumson, did you say that already?
No, go right ahead, I'm glad.
Silver medalist at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition will be playing Beethoven's String Trio in D major and all sorts of other good things. Let's see, Franck and Liszt, various other people. Dvorak, and it's at St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art.
And we have a story on that in Paso Tempo today.
Excellent.
Over at Verve tonight, photos by Stanko Abadzik, Julio Bittencourt, and Michael Kroser, reception 5 to 7 p.m. See Paul Weideman's story in Paso Tempo. George O'Keefe is opening Susan Rothenberg, Moving in Place. Exhibit of her paintings through
Excellent.
May 16th. No reception, though. And Blue Chip Contemporary at 112 West San Francisco Street is having an opening tonight for Charles Herbstreth, Abstract Recycled Work. Reception 5 o'clock. Show runs through mid-February.
And almost last but not least, Michael Combs will be playing his old-timey ranchera, honky-tonk, blues, union songs, originals, and all kinds of things on fiddle, button accordion, banjo, guitar, and auto harp on Sunday, the 31st of January, from 6 to 9 at Upper Crust Pizza.
There's a lot of stuff to do this weekend. I'm just going to
urge you
again.
That's next weekend.
Oh, well, we're off a week.
But we're not here in a week, so.
And I'm just urging everybody again to, especially for tonight, call in advance. Make sure these events are happening, particularly with the theater shows. And just be as careful as you can. I had an occasion to ride up Hyde Park Road before I came over here, and I saw an SUV totally skid out.
No.
And thank goodness no one was around. And the Chevy truck behind him stopped and put his blinker lights on, and everybody waited for this person to get out of a snowbank. And
yeah.
It was okay, but obviously if that's happening at 8:30, you know, watch yourself at 12:30 because it's supposed to snow through midday tomorrow. And my horoscope in the New Mexican, not Heather Roundtree's, but the one in the regular, says that I should take the day off from work, which I am. But the strange thing is it says I have to balance my checkbook tonight. And I'm supposed to go to a party at this guy's house in El Dorado, and I like him. And I'm wondering, why do I have to balance my checkbook before I go there?
Well, why do you read what the astrology tells you?
Hey,
I want to say one more thing, that there's a veterans art project.
Oh, that's a good thing. Go ahead.
It's a free creative arts workshop for veterans. And it's tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 4:30 at Ghost Ranch on 401 Old Taos Highway. That is here, right here in Santa Fe.
Yeah, right off Paseo de Peralta.
For more information, you can see vetartproject.com. There's also things happening for service members, veterans, and family members on Sunday from 1 to 5:30, and community building, storytelling, movement, improvisation, all sorts of good things. So you should register in advance. You can also go to you can send an email to vetartproject@gmail.com.
I'm really glad
Looks
you
like some good
that.
Work, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a vet, and I should have mentioned that myself, so good.
Yep.
So that's it. Great weekend. Be careful. Snow.
Snow it is. We got a minute and a half.
Well, let's flirt.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to give the number for that veterans. It's area code 414, even though it's local, but it's area code 414-698-9571.
Mm-hmm. 9571.
Okay. Now lay it on me. Go ahead. Flirt.
Well, I'm just going to miss you next week. I feel bad when you're not there, especially when I show up and there's nobody set up here.
Aww.
And then, on the other hand, I can sleep in. Today would have been a good day to sleep in.
No kidding.
I know. But not together.
That
would have been nice.
It's snowy and rainy. I woke up really early this morning. Wake up early. I didn't even know. It was before the dawn, and I just went and sat by the window and looked out at the rain turning to snow and the darkness turning to kind of twilight.
I know. I love this stuff. Of course, my GPS.
How do you know?
You
weren't there.
I woke up myself about 5:45 and did almost all the same thing in my own place.
Really? In a parallel way? Wow, we were doing that together
apart.
We
were, but apart.
Together yet apart.
Make that clear. There's all these rumors about a still from you sitting on my lap at that film festival party.
What?
You know the deal.
Is somebody on the line?
Nice, you were there.
I'm hearing the music, which means it's time to go. I call that Saved by the Bell. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. This is Robert Knott. Speaking of the arts, we're streaming. Everybody knows this already. Why do I keep saying it? We're streaming at KSFR.org. My email is radiocafe@KSFR.org. And the podcast site where you can hear the show, including this show, any time of day or night, is SantaFeRadioCafe.org. And I've tried to arrange it now so that people can leave comments. I'm not sure if it's working. If somebody tries to leave a comment and doesn't succeed, send me an email at radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carte.
That's correct. Please be careful out there.
Yeah, be careful out there. We've got a minute left.
Oh, see? Now let's get back to the story. So anyway, there I was, undressed in the glass, and she said to me, well, I never. And I said, well, I know you have. And after all, you and your sister are both beautiful. Fortunately, they were both 18, which is great, because at 36, they're closer to my age. So I said, hey, I can't tell that story here, can I?
Well, if you add them together, they are 36.
Well, that's right. And that's just talking about the chest. You should have seen the rest of the dimensions. Anyway, so I want you to have a great
meal. And if you add their IQs, they're a genius.
Now, why do you have to go and put intellectual into it? Why don't you get intellectualizing?
Okay.
Fun to see you. I hope
nice
you have a good
you
week
too.
Off.
Have a wonderful
and I will be, back in
snowy,
February.
Snowy, happy weekend. And drive carefully above all, everybody, and stay happy and healthy. And we'll see you soon.
Do the chow.
Chow.
Oh.